Thank you for tuning in to the She Words podcast. She Words are just myself, Felicia Ramsey, sharing with you what God is speaking to me through me as a woman. She Words are motivational messages on motherhood, marriage, and mentorship. Welcome to today's She Words podcast. Thank you for joining me again for the She Words podcast. She Words are motivational messages on motherhood, marriage, and mentorship. I want to say, I hope you're having a great day before you even listen. I hope that you realize because you woke up today that you have breath in your body, that you are able to function and get things done. You may not accomplish everything you want to get done today, but just the fact that you can tackle something today is a good thing. And the fact that you're listening to us. Please make sure that you share, invite somebody to be a part of the She Words community. Today's topic is a good one, one of my favorites. I have to share it with you. I have to bring you into my world today. So if I were to entitle today's She Word, it would be entitled My Life. My Life. You know as well as I know what documentary just came out a few weeks ago. Mary J. Blige's My Life documentary. And the My Life album came out November 29th, 1994. And I remember because I was in college during that time, and it was a very, it was a very interesting time in my life as well as those around me, because high school, college years, you're still trying to figure out a lot of things about yourself. You're starting to learn what you do right, what you do wrong, what you could do better. And that is something that I have always done my best to try to figure out. Why did I do certain things? Why did I make certain mistakes? But My Life. That was the documentary that they just showed on Prime about Mary J. Blige. And if you don't know who Mary J. Blige is, shame on you, because you should know how she is. But let me give you a little backdrop before I share a little bit about what My Life means to me, because there's lyrics in the song that I truly connect with that I want to share with you today and help you to connect with, because you're listening to this podcast because you want to become a better mother. You want to become better in your marriage, or you want to be married, or you want to figure out why your marriage didn't work. And mentorship is you're looking to someone that's been through things or understands certain things. And if I listen to what she has to say today, I could possibly make better choices in my business, in my education, in my conversations. That's what mentorship is. So Mary J. Blige. So Mary J. Blige, she just turned 50. I just turned 50. Love her. She was born in the Bronx, New York. And she began singing when she was young. You have to watch the documentary. But she signed with Uptown Records when she was 18 in 1989. I graduated from high school in 1989. She became a part of MCA's label. She was the youngest and first female artist. So she was stepping into new territory. She says that she was influenced by singers like Aretha Franklin. I know her documentary is going to be amazing, especially since they picked Jennifer Hudson, Chaka Khan, Gladys Knight. Mary J. Blige has this gritty, urban-rooted style fused with hip-hop, soul, and honesty. Her frank, forward lyrics. That's one of the things that I loved about her first album in 1992, was the 411. It was like the first time someone was really talking the way we talked in our neighborhoods, the way we talked on the school bus, the way we talked at the skating rink, the way we talked with each other. This young lady was embracing that. Her style was everything. She could be herself. She was truly authentic. Even though when you watch the documentary, she tells you things like she was still trying to find herself. Like, wow, she was still trying to find herself. When my friends and I were idolizing this young woman because we believed she knew exactly who she was. And that's kind of where I'm going with this. That even though she had success, she was no longer suffering financially. People knew who she was. She was able to get her family out of the projects. She had this record deal. She was doing the things she loved. She was being creative. She still said she did not know exactly who she was. So the My Life album was when she was going through a difficult time in her life, and she was trying to figure out who she was. My Life. I've been there. You may be there right now. You're trying to figure out who you are, and it's important for you to do that. If you have a question or you have a concern and you want to contact us, make sure you reach out on social media, She Works Facebook page, or you can contact us at aramseyconsulting@gmail.com. aramseyconsulting@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. Our website is being launched, alisharamsey.com. Go check us out, alisharamsey.com. There's information on there about how you can receive coaching services. Maybe you just want to connect. You may have an organization that you want me to learn more about. Go to alisharamsey.com because I would like to hear from you. So today we are talking about My Life. I'm the host, Alisha Ramsey, and I love Mary J. Blige. And I shared earlier in this, She Were, why I love her. Blige helped redefine R&B, and she was known for this unique niche of being her authentic self, for being true to herself. Her second album is my favorite album of all time. And as I said, that was released November 29th, 1994, entitled My Life. And in this song, she began to touch different areas of her life and bringing that through her music. I am a lyrics person. I don't know about you when you listen to music, but yes, I love a hot beat. Yes, I love a good beat in a song. Yes, I love a beautiful melody in a song. I love opera. I love country music. I love hip hop. I love R&B. I really love all kinds of music. I do, because I'm about the lyrics, and I truly listen to the lyrics of a song, and I try to teach young people that all the time. It's bigger than just the beat. What is the artist saying? What are they trying to articulate? What are they trying to get you to feel? What do they want you to do by listening to this song? One thing about Mary J. Blige, she was passionate. Some of my favorite songs, Be Without You, No More Drama, Family Affair, but the title track, My Life, was and still is one of my favorite songs of all time. And one of the reasons why is because the lyrics. If you look at my life and see what I've seen, you look at her life, is what she's saying, and you see one thing, but you need to understand that she has seen something totally different. This stanza in the song, I'll never forget. This was one of my favorite stanzas in the song. It says this: life can be only what you make it. When you are feeling down, you should never fake it. Say what's on your mind, and you'll find in time that all the negative energy will all cease, and you'll be at peace with yourself, and you won't really need no one else except for the man above, because he will give you love. Stop right there. Like, stop right there. When she said that in the song, and I was raised a Christian, I was raised in church. My parents had their own church for a while, and we didn't have a church, so I've been in church pretty much all of my life. Non-denominational, I've been Primitive Baptist, I've been Baptist, I've been Assemblies of God, you name it. Go to Kojic revivals, go to Pentecostal services. My parents drug us here, drug us there, drug us there, drug us there. I'm not saying that's the best grammar, the best way to articulate it, but I felt like I was being drugged. I always felt that if you were, because of being in church all the time, that if I was feeling negative or if I was feeling down, that I couldn't share it. I couldn't say that I didn't feel happy. I couldn't say that I was sad. I couldn't say that I was hurt, because I was supposed to just believe you're going to get better. You're going to get better. But in this song, she shared that don't fake if you're not feeling well. And as I've become older and I understand that if I'm having a bad day, it's okay to say I'm having a bad day. The goal is not to stay stuck there. Not to allow those feelings to dominate your ability to function, to get your work done, to take care of your children, to clean your house. That's when it's bigger than just feeling bad. That's when you have to look at, is this depression? Am I having some type of mental breakdown? And get the support and the help you need. She says that you have to speak your mind, say what's on your mind. And when I say what's on your mind, it doesn't mean you have to use profanity. You don't have to curse people out. You don't have to put all this negative stuff or all these bad things on social media to say what's on your mind. Clearly articulate yourself. What is wrong? Why are you hurting? Why are you angry? Why are you bitter? Why are you discouraged? Why are you distressed? Young people have a hard time when they don't communicate well. That is when they turn to violence at times, because they are angry about something. They have gotten bitter. They have gotten hard. Their heart has hardened, and they are having difficulty dealing with the situation. So because I can't clearly articulate it, or else I do not feel that there will be somebody there to listen and to help and support me through the situation, I'm going to act out with my emotions. I'm going to hurt someone. I say this all the time. Hurt people hurt people. The person that goes out and shoots someone, goes and physically assaults someone. Hurt people hurt people. She's saying, say what's on your mind in this song, then you'll find in time. I love that she said that, because sometimes we want a quick fix. We expect things to manifest right away. That because I told my mother what she did to me and how she made me feel, I didn't like the fact that she abandoned us. I didn't like the fact that she left us with grandmother. I didn't like the fact that she's married multiple people. I didn't like the fact that we were not a priority in her life. So you share these things. You say what's on your mind respectfully. You say these things to your parent, your guardian, and you expect an apology, some type of reaction. And there are times when you don't get the reaction that you expect or the reaction that you want. People are free moral agents. They can pick and choose how they react to something and how they handle something. They don't always do it the way that they should do it, the honorable way, the biblical way, the right way. So how do I deal with that? I have to find in time, as she's saying, that even though they did not respond the way I wanted them to respond, I have to realize that I have to give myself time to heal. Give yourself time to heal. This is your life. The title of this podcast today is My Life. It's Alicia's life. I'm in control of Alicia's life. You are in control of your life. Don't give people power and access to every area of your soul. It is up to you to take control of your life and understand that in time, as she is saying, all the negative energy, it will cease. It will begin to dissipate. I am the type of individual that I don't have to have all positive people around me. You're going to have some negative people around you. I don't allow the negative people to dominate my thought life, to dominate my actions. There's been people in my life that I've literally said, everything out of your mouth is negative. I can say this thing that is positive and you counteract it with something negative. I used to let that affect me, but I don't anymore. So some things, guess what? I'm not going to share those with you, because when I share those with you, you say something negative. They're like, oh, I won't do that no more. Well, I've tested it and you keep doing it. So this is my life. I'm making the decision that certain things I'm not going to discuss with you until you can learn how to have a conversation with me that is positive. You may have a negative feeling about something, or you may have a negative opinion about something, but it always doesn't need to be shared. And then my favorite part of the song, and you'll be at peace with yourself. Peace is priceless. Peace is priceless. This is the year. If you listen to the She Roars podcast, or if you follow me on Instagram, Lady Ramsey, I'm telling you, this is the year that we are focusing on mental health, spiritual wealth, and physical endurance. I am walking in that peace that surpasses all understanding, that the Bible says will guard my heart and guard my mind. So it's guarding my heart to keep negative people from getting in my heart, and it's guarding my mind that you're not going to distract me and get me off focus and get me off kilter and get me off track from achieving every goal that I have set for myself, because this is my life. See, I keep flipping that back right there. If you have a question or concern, remember you can hit us up on Ask Alicia, aramseyconsulting@gmail.com, or check out the She Words new Facebook page. In addition, we have a website that's up now, aliciaramsey.com. Check out our website, because I want to learn more about you and I would like for you to learn more about me. During our podcast, we have different moments. And in this She Words podcast moment right now, I would like to do an embrace the exceptional moment. And whenever I do an embrace the exceptional moment, that is dealing with being a parent of a child with exceptional needs. Some people say special needs, some say disabilities. Or you may have a loved one in your life, or you may work with people with exceptional needs or people with disabilities. I want you to check out something special. On November 16, 2018, I posted on YouTube a video called The Power of Friendship. The Power of Friendship. And true friendship overshadows race, it circumvents religion, and it overrides receipts. We made a video about my son Jeremiah, who was a junior in high school at the time. I really don't like to categorize it because he can stay in high school until he's 22 due to his disability. So at the time, he was a junior in the life skills classroom. And he has a friend, Carson, who does not have special needs. Carson and Jeremiah have such a unique relationship. Carson is going to be a senior now at Purdue University here in Indiana. We shared a video that we created for the Best Buddies Gala. That was November 10, 2018, here in Indianapolis, Indiana. But the title of the video was called The Power of Friendship. And I would like you to go to YouTube, look up The Power of Friendship. And that is our son, Jeremiah. My husband and I are in the video. Carson and his parents are in the video. Because for this Embrace the Exceptional moment, I wanted you to realize that your children, if they have exceptional needs or they have unique needs, they can have friendship. I really didn't realize how much Jeremiah needed friendship. And this shows you in the video, the power of friendship. So check it out for our Embrace the Exceptional moment, The Power of Friendship on YouTube. So as we finish up our She Word today, the She Word podcast entitled My Life, everyone that knows me knows how much I love Mary J. Blige, and I'm sharing with you why I love her as an artist. I love how real she is, how authentic she is, how true she is to herself, how compassionate she is, how she's accepted things in life and now she understands them better. She went through difficult moments of substance abuse, and she shares, you know, during times of substance abuse and how that happened and bad relationships. She's had a lot of money. She's lost all her money. She's got her money back. The thing that I love the most, I feel, about her right now is her resilience. She keeps living. She keeps reinventing herself. Now she's an actress. She's done so many things. She writes. She produces. She does so many things that despite bad things that have happened, despite poor decision-making in her life, she still says, I'm going to triumph. I'm going to get through it. Every song in her catalog, I could go on and on and on. I have them all in my phone, and I have a whole playlist, a Mary J. Blige playlist. And I am the type of person that I love to set an atmosphere for whatever I'm dealing with or whatever I'm going through. And there are times when I need some strong gospel music. And there's some times when I need some chill music. I love smooth jazz when I'm cleaning the house. There are times when we need to pep up Jeremiah. So he loves Beyonce. So I'm going to play some Beyonce when I need Jeremiah to do what I need him to do. So music lives in my house. It resides in my house. It is always there. Ending the conversation today, when she says in the song My Life, and you'll be at peace with yourself, you won't really need no one else except for the man above, because he will give you love. And when I heard that, she's talking about that agape love that God gives us, that unconditional love. God loves us for who we are, not what we do, not what we don't do. He has love that you will never be able to receive from a human being, because human beings will always have that part of themselves where they judge your mistakes and they have moments where they question your motives. God knows you truly. He sees your heart. God is love. And when she said that in that song, I said, all right, yep, she's my girl. She thinks the way I think. It's my life. And yes, I love people and I love relationships. I love friendships. The main objective for myself is to make sure that I please God. I say it all the time. If you follow me on social media, you know that people don't have a heaven or a hell that they can put you in. So it is important for you to take control over your life. Make decisions that help you grow. Make decisions that help you evolve. Understand that you get one life and it's up to you to decide what you do with it. Thank you so much for tuning in today to the She Words podcast. I'm looking forward to hearing your testimonies. I'm looking forward to hearing your stories. I'm looking forward to connecting with you in more ways. Make sure you go to AlyssaRamsey.com. Check us out. See what we have upcoming. It's going to be an amazing month. I hope you know that. We're getting ready to walk into August. And I want you to start doing some things that you've never done before. Expecting some things that you've never had before. And realize that life is good. Have an amazing month. Thank you for joining me for today's She Words. If you enjoyed our time together, make sure you invite someone to tune in. Remember, God is love, and choose to let that love shine through you today. Have an amazing, make the most of this moment day.